You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Indeed.
Cocktail corner time, ladies and gentlemen. We're stingless. So, we've had probably the worst computer day of our lives, John.
Hey, we're still trucking along though, very nicely. We've got Cocktail Corner brought to you by Citadel Gin
and East Imperial
Superior Beverages.
There you go, we did it. We're basically sting bank.
We are, we've got a human sting bank. We've got Jared from 46 in New York in studio.
G'day, mate. G'day, how are we doing?
Not bad.
Good, actually.
Have you bought a bundle of treats for us? I see some cute little bottles on the table.
Yeah, so one of them is a house syrup to go into the gin and tonic that we're making today.
Oh, okay.
So something's happening in Auckland this month. It's the Gin Jubilee.
That's right. So the Gin Jubilee is basically a collaboration of bars all around East Imperial Tonics. They have a different range of tonics, and each bar is basically paired with one of the many varieties of gin out there. We're very lucky to be using Citadel Gin for our one, and it becomes a competition between some of the top bars in Auckland to see who makes the best gin and tonic.
Is this out in like an open field or something?
Gladiatorial style?
Where is this gin jubilee?
It will be
I need to
end.
See it in my mind. I've never been to a gin jubilee, you see.
Yeah, so a lot of it is actually done by the punters that come in, want to try our drinks, and you basically cast your vote through various social channels, predominantly Instagram, by snapping your pick and getting your vote up online.
Okay.
Getting into the bars and doing that is great.
Online. Just have a bit of a cruise around. It's online, and try it out at the bar, and if you like it, get on the social media.
Yeah, you can definitely do a big gin trail throughout all the bars. Obviously, go into 46 in York and our sister bar, Pineapple First, and then hit all the rest.
The stakes are quite high for you guys, because you, the bartender, can win yourself a trip to Singapore, can't you?
That's right.
So no pressure.
Because I want to be a bartender.
You? Yeah. Can we do Johnny and Big Hungry's pop-up gin bar?
Yes. I've made one cocktail on the show, actually. And it was versus John, and I won convincingly. Yes. And I like to bring it up every once in a while, Jared.
But to the
gin and tonic at hand, why don't you kick into it, mate? And
we'll talk us through this wondrous drink,
Essentially, with a gin and tonic, with this, they're not wanting anyone to go too elaborate and make it a complete cocktail as such. They want it to be very much a gin and tonic. With an essence, not too many things added to it. So it's about the gin
and
the tonic.
You need the batans to come to.
So they want it to be about the gin plus the tonic it's paired with, and then you can add a slight twist on it, and then you've got a gin and tonic, but it should be...
Skadoosh, you've got a gin and tonic, John.
Not too hard for people to replicate at home.
Okay. Yep. Build it for us.
Cool.
What are the ingredients?
Gin, John.
Yep. So we've got Citadel Gin, which I had the pleasure of being over in France and visiting the distillery last year. So while I was there in Cognac, they've alongside rows and rows of vines, they have just fields of sunflowers. So I've taken a bit of inspiration by that. We've made a syrup using bee pollen, cardamom, star anise, and clove. So you just add a little bit of that into the gin, plus paired with the East Imperial Burma tonic, which is kind of a good citrusy tonic, more like your classic tonics.
Sick.
Okay. Go for it.
Show us how it's done.
So he's got a nice tall glass. He's put
I didn't
ice
notice
in it.
Behind you there is a really blue, there's lovely, could have rubbish bin sized ice this container that looks like maybe Oscar the Grouch could just pop out of any moment.
It's
very stainless. That is a tub. I feel like some people might have been washed in there as a baby.
Did we need that much ice? How much ice is there?
I didn't know how many drinks we had to make, so you can stick enough to make one for each of us. So.
Yeah.
Great.
So for this,
great.
We're just using 30 mils of Citadel gin.
Okay. And 30 is onto ice.
Yeah, over ice. Yeah. 20 mils of the house syrup.
May I have a...
Yeah, go for it.
Sniff of the fragrance.
May I have a...
So if you were to make this at home,
getting
bee pollen
isn't
too hard, but it's easily done, but it can be quite expensive. But you could also substitute that for... honey. So
I was actually going to say that, but I was going to say it like in a slacker kind of way. But sometimes it turns out that's the best way to be.
Yeah.
I was like, could
you mean to say that's the best way to be?
No, that's one of those life puns that just fall in front of you.
And then, that is good.
Oh, you put the rind on now, some kind of...
So these are sunflower petals.
Oh, man. Wow.
Just to tie back in with that experience in France and seeing all those sunflower fields.
John's insisting that I smell this honeydew.
Go back to the Citadel Gin.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. It's good. Oh, this is actually more complex than I thought, this gin and tonic. When someone says gin and tonic to me, I'm like, oh, yeah, and what?
Complex, just give that but simple.
Little stir the sunflower petals in.
Those petals are absolutely adorable, can I just say? That's swimming around in there.
It's one of these new, really autumn colours coming in.
Can I eat them if one gets in my mouth? I'm totally okay.
Yeah, there's no toxicity in sunflower.
Wow, I mean, sometimes a little toxicity is.
Oh. There we go. Now, what's it garnished with? What is that? What is that called? That little weird honey thing?
That's a weird honey thing. I don't actually know the technical name for them. But, one of those little wooden things that you dip into honey, and hopefully it doesn't run all over the place while you're trying to transfer it into something else.
It's starting to sound like a weird honey thing to me. Yeah.
And then a sprig of thyme wrapped around that, star anise, and two cardamom pods.
Okay. All right.
There you have it.
Wow,
I kind of want to start clapping, but that was just a natural reaction. Oh, you bought a little coaster.
Yeah, when you go into bars, you'll get that little coaster.
Did you bring that coaster? The desk here and you were like, fuck, oh, man, this desk is rank.
I just bought it to be able to explain to people. So when you are out in bars, you will get a coaster. On the back, it has everything on what to do to enter your votes on Instagram, everything like that.
Easy.
Also, if you are going into Glengarry's and you take one of those coasters to buy some Eastern Imperial Tonic, you get 10% off. So there's a bit of a consumer discount on those coasters too.
So let the record show that John's smashed one quarter of this drink already.
Oh, it's delicious. It's wonderfully garnished as well. It is, it's the full package. It's got the looks.
I actually want to purposely eat one of these petals now. It's going to get in there. No big deal.
Yeah, and this is the drink you're making for the next few days.
Yep. So we've called this Helios's Elixir.
This is a great gin and tonic.
It is bloody good.
Mm.
Well, we've had a really good summer, so might as well have something that prolongs that a little bit.
We've established that Jared knows what he's doing at 46 in New York. For people that haven't been there before, whereabouts is it and what can they expect?
So it's 46 Parnell Road. It lends really well to just chilling, having a drink outside in the sun. Pretty relaxed vibe. Get amongst.
Sweet. Legend. And
we don't have an out sting either, so we just have to shout out at Citadel and shout out East Imperial. And
where can people get Citadel Gin once more?
Glengarry's.
Here we go.
Glengarry. Oh, shit, look what I've just found.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.